Four, HKX, mobile.
Hey, Patrick, N4ZLK, mobile.
Hey, Shane, how are you today?
Hope you are.
Good, it ain't pouring down the rain on me today.
Got wet yesterday. I didn't wear my boots because I knew it was going to clear up some, and I didn't want to be wearing them all day. Ended up having to step in a few puddles, and my socks stayed wet all day long.
That makes for a bad day.
Several years ago, when I first went into driving these big trucks, I had to go to Atlanta. I was running a route I'd never been on before, and I got dumped on the very first pickup. Had to make a couple pickups locally and then drive to Atlanta. And I got dumped on, and it ended up being a 13-hour day, which was, you know, partly my fault because I was new, but I was miserable. That was the worst day. I was, at least it was warm. It wasn't cold, so that was the only good thing about the whole thing.
Only good thing, but that still makes for a miserable day.
Trying to keep coming back out. It's been breaking through a little bit, and then we'll go behind the clouds again.
Over here on this side of town, it comes and goes, but I'll take what I can get of it.
Fuel prices today, they were the same this morning. I've been trying to look, but I figured they'd be up by the end of the day.
They are the same.
To rise here by the end of the week, I'm sure.
So I figure by tomorrow they'll be skyrocketing.
Today, Patrick.
Today I am over here on Wade Hampton in the Greer Taylor's area.
Patrick don't work.
I'm tired like you, Dave.
He works long hours. Good morning, Dave. Or afternoon now.
Just rides around in an air-conditioned truck, just kick back, you know, probably digging on some tunes and, you know, talking on the radio. What a life.
Us tool guys, all we do is run around with our hands stuck out collecting money.
Hey, you always got your hand out. So, you must be headed to your lunch spot.
Yes, sir, I am. I'm going to have to say 7-3s because as soon as I pull in the parking lot, the radio quit. So I'm going to say 7-3 for now, guys. Y'all have a good afternoon, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Good to hear you. N4ZLK.
3 lunch, KB4CBA.
Spot, is it the same place every Thursday?
Don't know. I just know that he likes to eat at Texas Roadhouse, and that's just a hop, skip, and a jump. Literally, it's across Rutherford and Wade Hampton from my house, and he never invites me, you know, to join him, so it kind of hurts my feelings, but, you know.
Eat at Texas Roadhouse, too, but it doesn't happen very often. It's kind of out of my way, so it's probably a good thing.
A hard time about it all the time. So anyway, oh me, yeah, we call and order and just and I just pull up and they bring it out of the car, and we have gone in and ate since COVID, but just, you know, not as often because, I mean, they're crazy busy all the time, and, I mean, you can get by there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they're just packed out.
For them, because there's a lot of places that aren't anymore, and a lot of places shut down.
They'll have a whole section that's empty, and it's because they don't have a waiter or a waitress to, work that area, so they're still short, but evidently they've got enough workers to open, and I think they've changed their hours too. I think they've shortened their hours a little bit.
Well, places had to make changes to get through all this. So I'm just hoping they can all come out the other side and more places can open back up. But things are about to get more expensive here in the next few months and maybe a couple of years.
Well, you know, COVID, it's amazing the impact it's had when, you know, when it first started. I don't think anyone had any idea the impact that it would have on, you know, economy and, you know, logistics and that kind of thing. It just, it's kind of crazy. But anyway, well, so what are you up to?
Easily over to the Berea area. Got one more delivery, and then I'll be stopping for lunch. So looking forward to that.
I got to go over to my daughter's house and fix a chair. They got a rocking chair, or something. I think it's a rocking chair that's got springs in the bottom of it. A couple of the springs popped out. So, of course, she thinks her dad can fix it because he can fix anything. So I'm going to go there and look at it and see what I can do. I've never done anything like that, but, I mean, you know, how hard can it be?
Just over there fixing a bed, weren't you?
And I wound up fixing, I fixed the bed, the toilet seat was about to fall off, so I tightened that down good, and then I went to open the gate. I had to close the gate after I pulled in because she wanted me to let the dogs out, and they would get out, so I had to close the gate, and then I had to open it to leave, and the latch was about to fall off, so I got my screwdriver back out and tightened down on the tightened down on the on that latch. I was just looking at a police officer. He just turned his blue light sign, but he's just sitting in the median. Maybe he's just trying to slow people down.
Excuse me, it's a good thing the kids think their dads and moms can fix anything. You know, that's a good thing. Even if I can't fix it, I can at least figure out where to go next. But I never mind when one of them calls me and asks me for help like that.
Yeah. And, I mean, I've even, worked on her car, and that, the valve cover started leaking, and of course it's a V6, and it was on the back one. It couldn't have been on the front, and it was dripping on the exhaust, and you know what that smells like. And then so I had to pull the upper intake plenum just to get to the valve cover. But you know, I've done stuff like that a million times, so I knew what was involved, and I knew what gaskets to get and that kind of thing. And in fact, I think I put plugs in too while I was there, because then I had to pull the plenum off to take those spark plugs out. And so, you know, that just kind of killed two birds with one stone kind of thing.
Okay. One of my daughters had a Toyota, little four-cylinder Toyota Corolla, and it had the plugs went through the valve cover, and it started leaking there and getting oil all over the plugs. And I've got two daughters, and one of them, you can show her something. She's doing better at changing the oil and rotating her tires. She'll come over and do it with me. She's still single. The other one, I could show her, I could just kind of help, just kind of stand there and just kind of guide her a little bit. And she changed that whole valve cover, put the new gasket on, did everything, cleaned it up, did everything. That was a real proud dad moment there.
Well, neither one of my girls have shown any aptitude toward that. One's a nurse, and so she fixes people, and the other one's she's more or less in a ministry project. And I'm not even sure I can pronounce it. Elios, I think's the name of it. But they do a lot of ministry-oriented things for children, and they're real successful. And in fact, I think she's taking on. She's going to work more days just to make a little extra money. But anyway, and my son-in-law, her husband, does podcasts of all things. He's the one that did the. It was his idea, believe it or not. He started this podcast with. Let me let this drop out here. He started a podcast with the Hallmark movies, and him and two other guys watched all the Hallmark movies, and they all have a different take. My son-in-law loves Christmas. He'd have Christmas every day of the year. I mean, that's how much he loves it. And then the other guy, he's kind of, you know, in the middle of the road with Christmas, and then the other guy hates Christmas. And so they have three different takes, and they do these podcasts. And now they're into all kinds of other stuff, too, other holidays. And they've actually had sponsors that, you know, that paid them through all of last year. And I guess they're doing that again this year. I don't know. But they've appeared on Good Morning America several times. They've flown them up to New York. They've flown them to Chicago, to California. It's just been, it's blown me away.
Whole different world, isn't it? Who would have thought you could, the average person could just go out and just start making money like that, and in an area where it used to be more of a professional type thing, you know, you had to know the right people and be connected with the right networks.
You know, until he started this, I don't even know if I'd ever heard the word podcast. Oh, me. But anyway, and they've even gotten to meet some of the stars in the Hallmark movies and that kind of thing, so it's been a good ride for them, and I hope they can continue on. But anyway, when I pull in the garage here, I'll be back in a second. I just want to run in and get a snack. I got a protein shake I'm going to take with me to drink while I drive over to my daughter's house, and because I got up at 3:30 this morning, so I had breakfast kind of early.
Not where I'm going, my next delivery, so I'll go ahead and let you go. Good to hear you this afternoon, and enjoy your day and be careful. KB4CBA, N4ZLK.
Good one, and enjoy your lunch after delivery. N4ZLK, KB4CBA. KB4CBA mobile.
Yes.
I'm in 0TRKB4CBA. What are you up to today?
Just put a big old red grape in my mouth. Let me turn the radio down in the car, Dave. Well, we had to go take a bedspread back down to Old Time Pottery. So I got my adventure out on I-85. And then come back up Wade Hampton. There was a wreck in the middle of Wade Hampton. And, hit that button, Bernice. And, down there about where them, just this side of Red Lobster, I guess, a couple of miles. And then we went to Aldi's, and I ran over and got some petrol before it goes up. Hopefully. I wouldn't bet on it, but $3.10 a gallon so far. How's your day, Dave?
Oh, it's going good. I'm got my hair cut and going over to my daughter's, and she had a couple of springs pop out of a chair, so I'm gonna see if I can fix it for her. And I'm sitting here at the gas station. I gotta get some more goat juice, or I'm gonna be pushing this pony. But I'll be back in a minute if you're going to be around.
Our car vibrated by the guy's stereo next to us. Okay, Dave, sure. Good to hear you. Like I said, Wally World was $3.10. They got this, we're at that 7-Eleven store just this going east from Aldi's, and they got it all dug up. So I don't know how much a gallon they're getting. Well, they ain't selling any gas, put it that way. See you in a little bit in 0TR.
Is that Wally World on Wade Hampton?
Yeah, I should have said that. You know where we go there, and Taylor's and Aldi's all the time. So I always run across the street and fill her up. Otherwise, I just fill up at Willis's station on the way back up 101.
Sitting here at Paris at the top of the hill, and they're 3:35, so I'm going to drive down to Walmart here and get me some 3.10. Save me 20 cents a gallon.
Yeah, that's worth it. Means you're right up there. It's 3:39 here at this 7-Eleven. Down by the Spink Station. The Spink Station's 3:39. Supposed to go up about 50 cents today, is what I'd heard. Yeah, with a grain of salt, and maybe as much as a dollar. Because of all the stuff that's going on, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame. Well, looks like I'll be waiting in line, but at least, I'll be getting some push water. Oh, with me. Yep, it's 3:10.
Wouldn't be surprised if they jack it up real quick, like. Well, when I went in there, Dave, I was fortunate, and I could just drive into the, well, it was the furthest spot from where you turn in there at Walmart, and didn't take me a minute to fill her up. Thank gracious for that. Yeah, that gas price is going to spike unless they dip into the strategic reserve again, which they shouldn't be doing that all the time. They did it here a while back, but thank you, Brandon.
I appreciate that, Brandon. Price, but I'm glad I talked to you.
Yeah, always glad to talk to you, Dave. It don't matter much if it's a nickel or a dime. It gets to be that much, that gets to be a little more important. But I only needed 7 gallons. I try to keep this one filled up. There's a car ahead of me, and it's got a license tag on it. My wife's last name used to be Gobel, G-O-B-L, and this one's got Gobble on it, G-O-B-B-L-E. Maybe he's a turkey farmer.
Gobble, gobble. Well, got a big old Chevy four-door pickup here in front of me, and he's already done. He must have just been topping his off. Because I'm sure that thing, I'm sure he didn't fill it up from empty that fast. But mine's, I don't know, it's probably got about 30 miles left on it. So I'm going to pull it up here and fill it up.
Well, I'm glad I helped you out there. But it's 339 all the way down in Wade Hampton there. That's the rest of the places, so you done good. I only needed 7 gallons, but like I say, I don't let it go too far before I top it off. That way, if we got to go someplace far, well, it's there. See you in a little bit, Dave. KB4CBA and 0LTR.
McNamara, KB4CBA.
10-4IQ, mama.
Let me turn this radio back down. Oh, good to hear you, Bill. How you doing today, sir?
Been down about all morning. And it looks like now it's clearing up. It's, man, this feels like springtime. But I had a haircut appointment early this morning, and then I did some shopping at Home Depot. Then I got my Expedition washed and cleaned. Boy, I needed that. That's been since last year. And then I went and got something to eat with a couple of friends. So now I'm headed home. But I am going to fill up with some gas, though. I heard you talking about it. I got about half a tank. I think I'll fill it up with this some Walmart petrol over.
Sound like you had a great day, Bill. Our best achievement is we went from Highway 14 down to Exit 48 there on the Motor Mile and made it alive off of I-85. But instead of coming back up, we went on down in the other direction. We had to go to Old Time Pottery and take a king-size bedspread back. And I guess they're keeping it like they, you know, you buy canned goods now and it's 2 or 3, 4 ounces less than the same price. Well, the bedspread was 8 inches on the side, too short from the one on the bed. So that made it 16 inches difference. So I guess you just sleep with a little less bedspread. Over.
Sound good. Well, so did they exchange it or you just get your money back?
This is N0OTR with N4IQ. Mobile. Yes, we just exchanged it. I hate doing that, but Bernice takes care of the exchanges. Do what? We just returned it. We didn't exchange it. I'm sorry, Bill. She's correcting me here. I'll say hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
She's got to stay on top of me there. And it was $50, I think, which ain't bad. But I don't like those big fluffy ones. And they didn't have any other ones. And, boy, I think they got everything but the kitchen sink down there, Bill.
I'm pottering. Now, let's see. Did they used to be on Lawrence Road?
Yes, sir. It's on Lawrence Road, Bill. Just past all the Toyota and Dodge dealerships and that on the right-hand side. So it's way back off in the pasture there on the right side. And if you go on down, there's a Michael's there. We was there a few days ago. That's the first time we've been to any of those stores lately, but I needed some picture frames.
I think that'd be a good place to get those. Probably like everything else, they're expensive. I used to be able to buy picture frames at Walmart, just, you know, because I just put some of the ham radio stuff up on the wall. You used to get them for like $2 to $3 each. Man, I hate to think what they would be right now. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Michael's been in there a number of times, and old time pottery. But I bet you it's been probably 5 or 6 years since I've been over there. We just don't have a need to go in either one of those places. Now, I used to, at Michael's, last time I went in, we bought some gazing balls. We used to have a lot of gazing balls until I made a mistake. I made a mistake one year of getting ready to take all the gazing balls and put them in the basement in the boxes, so I stored them temporarily in my wheelbarrow. And I just got to leave them there for like a couple hours. Well, dang if I didn't accidentally knock that wheelbarrow over and lost about 8 gazing balls. And I tell you, Lane didn't speak to me for about 8 days, over.
Yeah, but he says, oh my. Well, my sister bought some once when we lived up there in Kansas. And I told her that's just something for kids to pick up and break or steal. And sure as heck, we didn't live out like you do, Bill. And it wasn't long. They did. They just broke them. But they are pretty. But I can imagine what that sounded like when the windows went off. You was probably saying, OMG. Yeah, and Dave might be back on now. He just went and got his ears lowered, too, I think. Leave him a little gap here. KB4CBA and 0TR.
KB4CBA, my old pony had to have a drink, so we stopped by the stream there and got her a drink of goat juice. But thanks to Tom, I saved 25 cents a gallon.
That's not bad. So I don't know what that'd be, what, 5%, something like that? Don't know. So anyway, that's good. You know, all these horses and these cars all need to have a drink once in a while. They're all powered by horses, you know, horsepower. Well, I'm gonna probably get some gas here at Walmart. They're usually about as cheap as anywhere. And I've got to go. I'm actually on Malden Road here, going into Malden, and then I'm gonna take Lawrence to over to Simpsonville. My chore for the afternoon is to take apart my grill and clean it. We got company coming for about a week, in about 2 weeks. And Lane says she wants a grill out. But I'll tell you right now, that those burners barely have a flame on them when I light it. So I've got to go in there and clean all that out. And for IQ.
Killer. Yeah, we just did that about a week ago, didn't we, Bernice? And They do get that way. Well, as reference to your discussion about the picture frames, or you want to go downstairs instead of upstairs? I pulled in the wrong driveway. No hurry. I was going to say that, Bill, that it is Walmart don't even have those ones like we used to put up our DXCCs and that anymore. And the ones at Michael's that I bought were like $4.99 a piece. And I don't really have that much room left on the walls in the basement to put many more up. shoot. probably getting short of lead anchors or plastic anchors. When I think I used plastic on those. But at any rate, it's concrete blocked, of course. But, I guess they don't want to fool with them, Bill, because they're not that profitable. But those little black ones that my DXCCs are framed in, you just don't see them hardly anymore. So I bought some of the Michaels ones, and I forgot to measure the dang things before I left to see what size I needed. So I bought a couple of 11 by 14s, and I think I bought four of the 8 by 10s. So I got a little bit of a mix of picture frames now, but that wasn't cheap. But at any rate, sounds like you got a good plan, Bernice, that she might wash the car then. It's pretty nice out. The air conditioner actually come on in the car. It was 70 degrees outside. And with the moisture, it feels nice. Except in Aldi's, where it's always cold. And also, Aldi's and Taylor's is always, or Walmart and Taylor's is always cheaper than Walmart and Greer on gasoline. I never have figured that one out. KV4CBA in 0TR.
Can tell, and who can afford it, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, you're thinking all these same, but I guess they with the price that's in the area, I suppose. I don't know. Well, I have all the windows down and my sunroof back, and it feels great. It feels absolutely great. Feels like spring. I've got a long sleeve t-shirt that's under a polo shirt. I'm nice and toasty. I'm just fine. When I go and get my ears lowers, I say take a little off the side and put it on top. It doesn't stick, though.
Maybe that's what I need to be doing. I hadn't even thought of that. Let me make sure I got it here. Well, just to get back on gasoline prices a second. So I paid $3.10 a gallon, went up to the top of the hill there at Wade Hampton, and it was $3.35. Then I came on down and that QT there across from Wade Hampton High School, $2.49. So, I mean, just take your pick, you know, whatever you want to pay. I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't know. But I'm glad I got the 310, and it'll probably be the last 310 I see for a long, long time.
QT there at I-85 was $3.49, Dave. And Bill, how are you going to charge your hearing aids if you haven't put that hair up there on your solar panels?
Oh, no, I'll ask Phillies. He's got that solid. He's getting hearing aids, like for real. So, and I'll let you know what the price of Walmart. It's actually the what do they call it? Local marketplace here in Simpsonville. I'll tell you what their gasoline is. Won't be long before I'm there. But I believe our President Biden said he was going to have an investigation to find out why all the gasoline prices went up. I never did hear about that. Did y'all?
Oh, man. Go ahead, Dave.
No, but our tax dollars at work again. A committee to study the why gas prices have gone up. I'd like to be on that one.
Yeah, Bill. Let's see if I got it. And Jerry, N4DJC on here, said a funny yesterday. I won't ever forget that. He says, if you put Putin and Biden in a big beer barrel and rolled it down a hill, you'd always have an idiot on top. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, probably one would be a senile idiot. I don't know about the other, but that's enough. Anyway, I'm right here, so I'm going to go ahead and say 73. If I hear you guys on, I'll give you a shout here when I get this thing filled up. But I tell you, on this expedition, it's got a big tank. Like, well, it's big for compared to my other car. It's got 22 gallons, so it takes a while to fill it up. And, you know, the value of the car doubles every time I fill it up. Let's see. It goes over to you, Dave. In Twike.
I have destinated myself, and that's a good, I like that. The price of your car goes up every time you put gas in it. Yeah, I guess it does. If I want to take it for a trade-in, I'll say, hey, you got to give me more than that for it. It's got a full tank of gas. I mean, dang. Oh, me. Well, let me go in and see if I can fix this chair. Lord help me. I've never messed with springs in a chair before, but here goes nothing. Y'all have a good one. I'll talk to y'all later. KB4CBA.
Bernice says she thinks that's a pretty tough job to do, and she's upholstered things before, but not for a long time. But anyways, yeah, Bill, that was a good one, and good to hear y'all. And we're just sitting here in the drive visiting with you. You really enjoyed it. I haven't been on here much lately. You guys take care, and I'll sign now and head in the garage. N4IQ, N0TR, and good day to you too, Dave. 73s, N0TR clear.
4DJW Mobile.